98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was 1 year ago today that the Abundant Life Christian School shooting happened. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Today, Madison remembers 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron West, who were killed in the shooting. Six others were shot. Many were released from the hospital soon after. One student stayed in the hospital for about 6 weeks, and another, Sammy Garduño Martinez, spent about 9 months at American Family Children's Hospital. He was shot at least four times. There was a big celebration at the hospital in October as Sammy was discharged and sent to a specialty rehab in Illinois. Abundant Life Principal Jennifer Ray knows today is difficult for their whole community.
Each individual has a journey, and we continue to press into that journey of trauma and healing. We know it's an individual basis, and we, as a team, we lean into each individual need, and we press into what we value instead of avoiding what is hard.
Former Principal Doug Butler got emotional as he talked about all the people who sent messages, prayers, and donations.
We also reflect on the tremendous outpouring of support that we received, not just from our church community, mm-hmm. but from Madison and Dane County, mm-hmm. around the state, and even across the nation and the world. Mm-hmm. We were well-loved and cared for.
The shooter died by suicide. Her father has been charged with three felonies for allegedly allowing his daughter to access guns. According to the most recent court records, his lawyers were trying to get the case against him dismissed. The Abundant Life tragedy is the most deadly school shooting in Wisconsin history. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Tonight, the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors will revisit an ordinance that will allow the use of $3.5 million in spirit funds to partially fund a revolving loan program to help increase housing development in the county. Originally scheduled for a vote by the board on November 18th, it was returned to the ARPA Strategies and Outcomes Commission to reword the resolution to reflect that it uses spirit funds rather than interest from an ARPA grant. The resolution to establish the revolving loan fund to help build affordable housing is on the agenda again for today's meeting. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan's trial began yesterday. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Protesters showed up outside the federal court where a Milwaukee County judge was on the other side of the bench.
Free Judge Dugan and ICE out of our courts. Free Judge Dugan! Free Judge Dugan! Free Judge Dugan! Free Judge Dugan! Free Judge Dugan!
Christine Newman-Ortiz, co-founder and executive director of Voces de la Frontera, was one of the speakers prior to opening statements in the trial of Judge Hannah Dugan.
Today we're gathered in the frigid cold, standing together in community. We're here to send a clear message to the nation. Our communities are under attack. Immigrants, especially Black, Brown, and Asian immigrants, are being denied the most basic protections under the law.
The trial is underway. She's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant slip past ICE. Prosecutors will have to prove that she meant to obstruct justice. Interim U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel said in a recent interview that Dugan rejected a plea deal before opening statements.
Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the reimbursement rate for special education in public schools. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
Under the new biennial budget, the reimbursement rate for special education was set at 45%. Last month, however, the Department of Public Instruction notified schools the rate would decrease to 35% with higher than expected cost increases for those services. State Representative Christian Phelps is a member of the Assembly Committee on Education. He says that because schools are constitutionally required to provide special education services, local taxpayers could be on the hook for the increased cost.
It is a constitutional requirement in Wisconsin that we provide an education, a free and basic education, as uniform as practicable to every kid in the state. But the details of how that happens are that if the state doesn't carry enough weight, a lot of the weight on fulfilling that constitutional requirement falls on individual people and their local property taxes.
Representative Phelps says the state originally reimbursed public schools for about 70% of their special education costs. Over the last decade, however, that reimbursement rate has dropped to about one-third of special education costs, putting more of the financial burden on taxpayers. At the same time, private and parochial schools that participate in the special needs voucher program are getting nearly all of those costs reimbursed.
But we have this statewide special needs voucher program that is only one decade old. And even though private and parochial schools, even the ones that take public funds, are not required to even admit students with disabilities, if they choose to participate in the special needs voucher program, the state will fund 90% or more of their special education costs.
If passed into law, the proposed legislation would guarantee public schools receive the 45% reimbursement rate despite the increased cost of providing special education services. I'm James Kelly.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. When the Packers play the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, it'll be to regain the lead in the NFC North. The Bears now back in first place after beating the Browns, the Packers losing to the Broncos, and losing Micah Parsons. An MRI confirmed he suffered a torn ACL. Parsons likely won't be back until October, missing the first four games of next season. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had his ACL surgery last night. Doctors say they also had to repair a torn LCL as well. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Kansas City, where they'll play number one ranked Kentucky in the NCAA Final Four Thursday night, 8 p.m., coverage on ESPN.
You got incredible talent, great coaching staffs. We played together in one of the toughest environments in the game. I'm excited for them to experience what's next, because it's pretty cool.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little breezy, mostly cloudy today with a high of 34 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, becoming cloudy by later in the day. 32 with some rain and eventually snow late tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.